It's time to connect with a coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. And welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. So with Krug probable or questionable tonight, Chara out, Jake DeBrusque out, who needs to seize that opportunity as you face off against the Florida Panthers for the first time?
I don't know if it's one individual. I think some guys coming back into the lineup will want to do their part. McQuaid, he'll, you know, in the penalty kill and puck moving, he's going to want to make a good first pass, defend hard against some bigger bodies. Tommy Wingo's back in, so I'm sure he'll want to have an effect on the forecheck, and hopefully pucks will find him and get some opportunities. So, but other than that, you know, Krejci's line was going along there pretty good. Marshy and Pasta took over the other night, so maybe they'll want to grab a hold of the reins again. So just internal competition. I found Corrali's line starting to find their game again. Got a big goal to get us going. It was actually Grizz, but they were out there and had a lot to do with it. So that's the beauty of this team. I think it's not always the same people. Yes, our best players are coming through for us, but to get things kickstarted, a lot of times it's a different person each night.
When Matt Grizzlick scored the other night and at that point cut the lead to 4-2 for the Carolina Hurricanes, what did it spark in your team? And whatever it was, can you bottle it?
Yes and no. I think what it sparked was some activity and energy on the bench, which was good. I think our guys now feel we can score to win games. We can win a 5-4 game or whatever it takes particular night. Now, to get 3 in the third period, that's a big ask, but our guys said, why not? Let's just push and see if we can make it happen. It did in a hurry. So sometimes you need a little bit of puck luck. You know, we certainly got that with Krejci's goal through the neutral zone, but other times it's just a will, and our guys have been good at that. They've found a way here in the second half of the year to win a lot of these games when they've, you know, it's kind of bounced around, look like, oh, we're going the other way, not going to happen, and then we're able to find the resolve to do it. So that's a good quality to have.
Are we seeing some development in Matt Grizzlick's offensive game?
I think so. I think he's capable of putting up a certain amount of points. He's not always on the power play. You contribute on the second group. That tends to limit your chances to put up numbers. He made a nice play the other night to Pasta, clearly, going in that spot. That's the epitome of our team right there. A guy goes out, and next guy goes in, and he has the ability to make some plays. We have good players, and that's why we're able to come back. And we're not asking him to do something he's not capable of. Joining the rush, he can certainly do it. We've asked him to work on his shot, so I know he's put some time and effort in that, and it showed the other day he ripped one right by the guy. So yes, he does have the ability to get, you know, to put up numbers. I don't know if it's Torrey Krug numbers, but it's certainly some decent offensive numbers.
David Pastrnak, the number one star the other night with a hat trick and an assist. If you can, just sort of take a look at his whole year. Give me your sense of the year that David is having.
A little more consistent. I know we went through one stretch where the puck wasn't fine in the back of the net. We played through that. I believe the team was winning, so clearly he was doing good things, and you know, he's able to bounce back better. I think the other night he had a turnover, maybe other well, last year, the year before would have bothered him more, but he seemed to just park it and go out and try to do his part to get the team back into the game, and clearly did that more. So maturity, I guess, is the biggest thing with David, and maybe some of that is confidence too, being in the league now for 4 years.
Dan Heinen scored the other night. It was his first goal in 16 games. Was he rewarded in part because he went hard to the net?
He drew two penalties going through the slot into the net, so that's part of it. We decided to move him up there. He can complement those players. I think playing with sort of a Backes, Gionta, Wingles type of group is a little more forecheck-oriented puck possession, which he did very well with Riley Nash and David earlier this year, so certainly fit in there. But this is a little more line rush opportunities, and he finished one.
You mentioned the other day, I think, after that Carolina game, that maybe the second period was one of your worst, if not the worst period that the Bruins had played all season long. Do you burn the tape, or is there something to learn from?
No, we looked at it. We didn't go through it today with the group piece by piece. I think, you know, that's a little bit tougher sell when you come back and win and you don't want to go negative. So we'll keep it. Trust me, it's in the hopper. And then there'll probably come a time we look back at a few of those plays and say, listen, this is the stuff we did 2 weeks ago in Carolina, and we ended up down 3 goals. So that's not something we want to do. So I think there's always use for that. How you use it probably differs from coach to coach, but we're going to move past it and get ready for Florida.
How do you attack Florida tonight?
Well, they've played really well the last month, so I don't see any weaknesses there. They're certainly vulnerable to some goals against because they're aggressive teams. So like Carolina, they want to press up. They're deer mobile. They want to, you know, eliminate plays. So if we have layers on offense as well as defense supporting pucks, and Grizzlick is a great example of that goal. We win pucks, we keep it alive, we keep it going north, chip it, win the wall battles, and all of a sudden you're in the open ice. So that's a bit what Florida will do, and we got to make sure we're ready for that pressure. Be smart with pucks, put pucks in good areas, and then skate onto them, and I think we'll get some opportunities.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Panthers are coming up next.